Number one. Did Nancy tell you that George is coming to visit us tomorrow, John?
Yes, she told me that he'd be here by the weekend.
Who is coming for a visit?
Number two. It's very nice of you to come to see me off, Mrs. Smith.
It's my pleasure. Please give my regards to Mrs. Saxon.
Where are the two people?
Number three. What a strange suit you are wearing. Your jacket doesn't match your pants.
I know. I got dressed in the dark, and I didn't realize my mistake until I got to the office.
Why does the man's suit seem unusual? Number four. Be careful. That car is coming very fast.
You have to keep an eye out here for motorcycles, too.
What does the man mean?
Number five. The pants are $10 and the shirt is $6.
Here's a $20 bill.
How much change will the woman get?
Number six. Make sure you bring suntan lotion and a bathing suit.
And you bring the towels and a picnic lunch.
Where are they going? Number seven. Are you sure you can't stay longer? The others aren't leaving yet, you know.
No, I'm afraid I must go, but thank you very much indeed for a most enjoyable evening and a wonderful dinner.
What does the woman wish the man to do? Number eight. I hear the old Delta Hotel has a new manager. Did you notice any change when you stayed there last week?
The food was better than the meals they used to serve, and the rooms were surprisingly clean for the Delta, I thought.
How is the hotel now? Number nine. I don't understand how you got fined. I always thought you were a careful driver.
I usually am, but I thought I could make it before the lights turned.
Why did the man get fined? Number 10. Why do we always have to argue about money? I would rather go out and spend it all so that we wouldn't have to argue about it.
Of course, you'd like to go spending all the money. You don't spend 5 days a week in a factory. Besides, if it wasn't money, you'd argue about something else. I think you enjoy arguments.
According to the man, which statement best describes the woman? Rubber is a very useful vegetable product. More than 9/10 of the world's supply of rubber comes from a tree known as the para rubber tree. Rubber trees are grown from seeds. These seeds are planted in beds of specially prepared rich soil, so that they will come up quickly. When the plants are a few inches tall, they are set out in new beds. Those trees which do not develop well are removed, and the healthy trees are grafted so that they will produce a larger amount of latex. When the trees are between 5 and 6 years old, they are ready to be tapped. This means cutting the bark in a certain way to allow the latex to flow into a cup, which is attached to the tree trunk. Some trees are tapped every day, but most trees are tapped every other day. Tapping goes on all year long, except for the period when the tree changes its leaves. A tree produces a few spoonfuls of latex each time it is tapped. In a year, one young tree produces about 3 pounds of rubber. Well-grafted trees may produce 10 pounds of rubber in a year, while some exceptional trees yield as much as 25 pounds in a year. Number 11. How often are most rubber trees tapped for the latex? Number 12. When is the rubber tree not tapped? Number 13. How many pounds of rubber does a young tree usually produce in a year?
Passage 2. There are four basic types of college degrees in America, starting with the associate degree. The associate takes about 2 years to complete when one is enrolled full-time. The bachelor's degree takes 4 years of full-time, with the master's taking 1 to 2 years and the doctor's 3 to 4 years. The associate degree may be substituted for the first 2 years of a bachelor's degree if it is a transfer degree. Not all associate degrees are designed for transfer. Some are technical degrees called terminal degrees, which means they do not count towards a bachelor's. The bachelor's is normally required before one can work at the master's level. Likewise, the master's is normally required before one can work at the doctor's level. The length in credit hours of university degree programs varies from one school to another. In general, the AA is 60 semester hours or 95 quarter hours. The BA or BS is 120 semester hours or 185 quarter hours. The MA is 30 semester hours or 45 quarter hours, and the PhD is 60 to 72 semester hours or 95 to 120 quarter hours. Number 14. What is the first American college degree? Number 15. What is a terminal degree? Number 16. What is the number of credit hours for a BA in literature?
Passage 3. Do you have trouble sleeping at night? Then maybe this is for you. When you worry about needing sleep and twist around to find a comfortable position, you probably only make matters worse. What happens is that your heart rate actually increases, making it more difficult for you to relax. You may also have some bad habits that contribute to the problem. Do you rest frequently during the day? Do you get virtually no exercise? Or do you exercise generally late in the day? Do you sleep a lot or sleep late on weekends? Any or all of these factors might be leading to insomnia by disrupting your natural sleep patterns. What should you do? When you lose sleep at night, don't bother taking sleeping pills. They can actually make the problem worse. The best thing to do is to drink milk or eat cheese or tinned fish. They all help to produce the brain neurotransmitters that induce sleep. The neurotransmitters help you to relax and get a good night's sleep. This has been another in the series of Hints on Good Health by Doctors Good Sense. Number 17. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 18. According to the speaker, what happens when you turn and twist to find a comfortable position? Number 19. According to the speaker, what sometimes causes people to have trouble sleeping? Number 20. Where is the talk most probably being given?